How good was that game for you?
It was fun to be out there. I had a lot of fun from the first punt to the second and third, and then kickoffs and that last field goal. It was a really fun time. I'll never forget it.
This difference in this game was probably special teams. You guys spent a lot of time on it. Did it all pay off for this win?
For sure, yeah. We detail our work, and we know what we do Sunday through Friday is going to pay off on Saturday. So we make sure to hit it hard during the week, and it paid off tonight.
How locked in was this team?
Different level. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even tell you. It was a different level locked in.
Ty, is there one punt that stood out above the others for you?
I would say the first punt, because it just kind of changed the game from that point on. Pac did a great job of getting free and being down there right as the Turner muffed it, and we got the ball back and were able to get a quick score. So, I mean, from there on, it kind of changed the game, I felt like.
Ty, what did this game mean to you, Kansas High School, Kansas JUCO, to now playing in the Sunflower Showdown in front of the crowd?
Yeah, it was, I kind of reflected on it during the week, and I tried not to spend too much time kind of getting emotional about it, you know, but it was cool. It's just, it's awesome how I didn't pick up a football until my senior year, and then went to a Kansas JUCO, like you said, and I ended up here, greatest place on earth, and get to finish it off against the Jayhawks.
Ty, what kind of accomplishment is it for this team to be heading to the Big 12 championship game?
It's an unbelievable accomplishment, and it, you know, I feel really happy for the guys that have been here for 5 and 6 years, like, you know, Eli Huggins, Nick Allen, Tom Helton, Jack Bloomer, Randon Plattner, you know, everyone kind of deserves that opportunity to play in a conference championship, and I'm glad that we could do that, but we're going to go win it.
Coach said you're getting stronger every week. What's led into that for you personally this year?
Just, you know, trying to stay in rhythm. We have a great practice plan that kind of makes me feel my best on Saturdays. So I feel like that's helped a lot. And just overall building confidence, just each week, just more and more confident.